Finally, on the show, yesterday we talked about one aspect of culture in the Israeli-Palestinian standoff in the West Bank, pop tunes that glorify violence. Now let's hear about a young artist there who creates in a very different way. Daniel Estrin has a story from Ramallah.
It's opening night for the latest exhibition at Zawiya Gallery. There's wine and pastries, and it's quite a turnout. Palestinian politician Hanan Ashrawi is here. So is a prominent Palestinian businessman and his wife, contemporary art collectors. Established local artists are exhibiting their work along with some up-and-coming artists. Gallery owner Ziad Amami is particularly excited about one of them, 30-year-old Rana Samara.
Rana's work, is excellent, and you can tell she's a very young talent, and there should be a bright future ahead of her.
Rana's a recent graduate of the International Academy of Art in Ramallah. Ziad, the gallery owner, saw two of her paintings at a small exhibition of art school graduates, and he bought them both.
We have a lot of artists that work on the Palestinian struggle, and they use politics, they show the occupation, they show the struggle with Palestinian, how we're living. But Rana's works are different.
So what are we looking at in this painting?
What do you think?
It's a bedroom. I see a bed that's empty, and there's a tie, and there's a plate with an orange peel, and maybe hanging from the bed, maybe underwear?
Yes, it's underwear.
Her paintings are enormous bright murals of empty bedrooms post-sex. It's a subject she started looking into as a second-year art student after she visited a friend living in a West Bank refugee camp.
When I go there, I stopped in the front of the camp and I started questioning, like, how did people make sex? How did they sleep together?
There's very little privacy in West Bank refugee camps. We're talking crowded concrete shanty towns. Palestinians ended up in them after they were uprooted from their homes in the 1948 war that led to Israel's founding.
Then I start to meet women in the camp and just ask them the question, how did you sleep with your husband? It's a horrible space because the building next to each other, one woman told me that her husband put his hand in her mouth to keep the voice down.
She painted some of the bedrooms of the women she interviewed. One painting shows a pack of Viagra in the corner. On another one, she painted the patterns from a woman's lingerie. She says some Palestinian colleagues tell her she should be painting about more crucial things, like Israeli military occupation.
Many artists, like, give you a critique, like, you a woman, why you want to talk about sex, we are a Palestinian. The sex, it's the last thing we should talk about. Why it's not an issue? Yeah, it's an issue. We can't talk about it. But I think I talk about it in, like, a polite way, not in, like, a very rude way.
She paints in the style of Matisse or David Hockney, big, colorful still-life portraits. She's breaking taboos as a female artist dealing with such intimate subject matter, though people I spoke to at the exhibit said they weren't bothered by her paintings. Another artist exhibiting here is Juhayna Habibi Kandalaft, born 1 year before Palestinians were expelled or fled in 1948. Her paintings are about Palestinian pride and heritage. They depict women wearing traditional embroidered dress. I asked her what she thought of Rana Samara's unconventional take.
It is not necessary always to talk about Palestinian core issues.
It's life here.
Palestinians have to talk about life as well.
This is Rana Samara's first professional art exhibition. She's been accepted to a Master's of Fine Arts program at the California Institute of the Arts, and she's trying to raise some funds so she can afford it. Her dream is to exhibit her work at the Venice Biennale as the official Palestinian representative. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Ramallah.
You can see Rana Samara's bedroom paintings at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.